Neuroplasticity by Night Fury, read by Marianas. The clones were designed with high neuroplasticity, according to the Kaminoans, the better to accommodate the different styles of their eventual generals. Faster to learn, faster to improvise, faster to recognize patterns and react accordingly. It goes like this. The clones are labeled, not named. Easier to be tagged by, to identify, to decommission or recommission, to deploy, to recycle. The clones tagged with CC are tracked for command. The clones tagged with CT are designated troopers. An easy, simple system. The clones answer when their labels are called. But they name themselves. In the barracks, in the mess halls, in brief touches in hallways, they become Fox, Rex, Echo, and Fives, Cody and Pons, Wolf, Bly, and Gree. And the brains of the Vode are exceptionally good at forming new pathways, new connections, new wiring, new routes. They are the clones. They answer to their labels. Their names are Cody and Rex and Tup and Fox and Fives and Echo and. And then come the Jedi. Cody introduces himself to his general as CC-2224. Something flickers over the other man's face. And then he asks for his name. Cody tells him. It is Cody that meets Obi-Wan Kenobi that day, not CC-2224. Obi-Wan Kenobi meets Cody and Boyle and Waxer and Longshot and Wooly and Bones and Helix and Jenga and Stitches and Honey and Chris and Barlex and Gregor and every other trooper in his battalion. He does not, beyond the initial introduction, ever think of them as anything other than their names, they learn. He is not that kind of man. It is Cody that learns that the general is a tea snob. Cody learns that he does not like Sapir tea, but likes the look on the general's face when Cody shows up at his door with a steaming mug. Cody learns to add lightsaber retrieval to his list of duties. Cody learns that the general will never leave a man behind. Cody learns that the thought never even enters his head. Cody learns that the general can part floods and fires with his mind, and will never think to mention the burns on his palms afterwards. Cody learns that the general hates the medbay. Cody learns the general's favorite places to avoid the medbay and stakes them out accordingly. Cody learns that the general folds in front of any shiny that asks him with wide eyes, "Why he doesn't go to medbay, sir? He's clearly injured. Surely if he can avoid the medbay, I can too, because it's not that bad, right, sir?" Cody learns and learns and learns, and the general becomes his general. And then, on another dusty, nameless planet, as Cody curls around the other man, trying to keep the blood leaking between his fingers inside his general's body through sheer force of will, he learns that his general hates being a general, and he learns about the first time his general was a general, and he learns that his general would much rather be called Obi-Wan. Cody never thinks of him as the general again. The Vode, of all people, know the importance of names. The months grow into years, and Cody learns about Obi-Wan. Cody learns that Obi-Wan is a general, but he is a Jedi, and he is a sly bastard, and he memorizes the names of the fallen Vode, and he leans into any touch, accidental or not. Cody learns that Obi-Wan will eat only what is put in front of him and simply does not think to eat otherwise. That Obi-Wan works past the point of exhaustion into a sharp and manic awareness. That Obi-Wan spends their leave in the Senate arguing and negotiating and fighting, always for them. Cody learns and learns and learns, and his brain works, overriding, rewiring, rerouting old pathways and making new connections. He is Cody, Cody, Cody. And his brothers are his brothers. And Obi-Wan is a general, but not the general, because he's Obi-Wan. And then comes Utapau. Cody hands Obi-Wan his lightsaber back, because Grievous is dead, and Dooku is fleeing, and the war is almost over, and he never thought he'd see an after the war. But he is learning, learning, learning all the time. And the grin on Obi-Wan's face makes him think that maybe they can learn about an after the war together. And then Obi-Wan is gone again, hurtling up the cliffside, and they're so close. His comm beeps. Cody answers. Commander CC-2224, execute Order 66. Cody replies on autopilot, says, yes sir, closes the communicator. Tries to recall an Order 66. It seems familiar in a distant sort of way. Commander CC-2224. No one had called him that in a very long time. And then, later, after they figure it out, after Obi-Wan, flushed with victory, sliffs off Boga and Cody tells him about the peculiar calm from the Chancellor's code, after they return to Coruscant, after Windu asks for volunteers, after Obi-Wan presses his forehead against Cody's as the others gather themselves, after Obi-Wan promises, after all this, my dear, I'll take you to Dex's. It's a damn shame we haven't been yet. Impossible warmth in his blue eyes. After Cody stops himself from reaching out as Obi-Wan leaves, flanked by the rest of the council. After the news trickles down to the Vode gathered in the barracks of the Negotiator, still docked. After Obi-Wan is pulled from the Bacta tank, brilliant white scarring having blossomed over his chest and up the left side of his face. After he wakes, and Cody is sitting by his side, and Obi-Wan, eyes bright like something holy, says, Cody, Cody, Cody. And Cody half laughs through tears and says, yes, that's my name. And Obi-Wan says, yes, my dear, my Cody. After Obi-Wan explains, tripping over his words, that there were chips, chips in their heads. But the chips were coded for CC-2224, not for Cody. And he was Cody. Cody. Cody of the Vode. After everything, they go to Dex's. Cody learns the feel of Obi-Wan's hand in his. He learns the brightness of Obi-Wan's smile in peacetime. And he learns that Obi-Wan tastes like tea and cinnamon when he kisses him in the dusty sunlight outside of Dex's diner. And they learn about after the war together. The end.